I am sitting here with Conley Nelson, president of the National Pork Board here at the National Ad Broadcasters Association's annual convention. Tell us what you guys are doing to promote the pork industry.
That's one of our biggest items that we put checkoff dollars to. And so domestic marketing of pork, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we launched a new Pork Be Inspired campaign. And that campaign was targeted towards consumers that already kind of like pork, and we just need to get them to eat pork two or three more times a month. And what's cool about these people are they're the consumer that they enjoy life, they like to entertain, and they love pork. They've already stated they love pork, and so we think that's going to be an easy sell. And if we, like I say, if we can get them to eat pork two or three more times, we'll meet some of the goals we've set with this new ad campaign.
So what are these goals? What are you guys wanting to get accomplished?
Well, we want to increase the domestic expenditures that consumers are using. We want to also increase the how people perceive pork: tasteful, juicy, tender. We want the impressions of those three items and how consumers feel about those. We want to increase their feelings about that.
Let's talk about some of the challenges that the pork industry has faced and agriculture as a whole. I'll start off with the drought, but also talk about some other specific challenges for the pork industry.
You know, the drought, the problem, you know, the pork industry has problems with the drought just like anybody else. Our cost of productions have gone up. You know, our input cost for feed, which is our major cost, are a lot higher today. And our revenue that we get for selling a pig just doesn't meet those costs. So the industry is definitely in a situation where we are have negative margins, and it looks that way for a while. That's the negative side. You know, as a pork checkoff, we're trying to put more dollars into domestic marketing to, you know, boost up that revenue, working with retailers on joint promotions. We're trying to get pork on more menus in the restaurant, and we've got a lot of success stories in those areas. Also putting more money in exporting, because last year we exported $6.1 billion worth of pork, and that was a record. This year we're on pace to even do more than that potentially. So we got to keep that kind of momentum going. And, you know, with the cost of other meats, next year could be a really good year for pork because of the value compared to other meats. So consumers will have a good opportunity to go to pork, and we just got to get them to cook it right, 145 degrees. They'll have a great experience eating it, and they'll come back and want more of that.
Talk about next year. What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And what do you feel like you can get accomplished in the next year when it comes to promoting that and educating those consumers?
Well, it's a constant, never-ending job. And, you know, we own the breakfast menu, pork industry does, but we're really behind beef and chicken when it comes to dinner and lunch, and we've got to do better in those areas and get more as the main part of the plate for those consumers. And that's really what the Be Inspired campaign's all about, you know, and it's to inspire somebody to go out and buy a good piece of pork and cook it in different ways. We can be more versatile than the other meats, and that's what we're excited about.
Kind of hit on your We Care initiative when it comes to animal care, environment, and food safety, what you guys are doing with that.
We Care is very important, and it's sort of the foundation of what we expect out of all the pork producers. It starts with our pork quality assurance training that we provide for all the producers and their employees. We also have a pork quality assurance site assessments where we come in with a third party and we assess the sites. And we try to hit all of those food safety factors, environmental, animal care. That's a big one right now. And we really strongly believe at the pork industry that the pork producer is the best person to know how to care for the animal. And we want to make sure that that choice remains with the pork producer today.
Thank you so much for sitting down to chat with me here. Again, Conley Nelson, president of the National Pork Board. I am Jamie Johansson.